claims responsibility for that attack that killed roughly 140 people. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 101 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 29 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood, and certainly we hope that you are getting something from today's broadcast. Our subject, the days of deception. The days of deception. Amen. Once again, I'll remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions or comments. And certainly we welcome that on today. Amen. Any of you that want to call in, praise God. So we were talking about, amen, the great deception. Amen. The deception, the days of deception, that is, the big lie. We were looking at, amen, events concerning our woke culture. That's, well, I'm not going to say our because I don't claim it, because I'm not living, you know, with those type of values. But the woke culture that's out there, that's calling right wrong and wrong right. And I believe I read a few verses of scripture coming from St. Luke chapter 21, verses 8 through 15 to start our broadcast. And then we went over to Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. And if we look at that verse, or these verses in the Amplified, verse number 11. God looked on the earth and saw how debased and degenerate it was. This is the Amplified version. For all humanity had corrupted their way on the earth and lost their true direction. I like that translation. God looked upon the earth. I wonder, what does he see now? Now, this is talking about the events that happened back in the book of Genesis. That word Genesis means the beginning. So, it happened in the beginning, and it's continuing to happen on today, because let's get a grip on this. We're not living in a perfect world. This is still a sin-cursed world, and if we look at it from all levels and all views in the Word of God, this society, this generation, the whole world is under judgment. Now, is God judging America? I would rightly say so, because we have turned our backs on him. Many a thing that we are doing in this country, let alone in the world, are totally against God's word as in the written, inspired, revealed commandments in the scripture. So we have to know and understand that there is a price to pay for that. God told Adam back in the Garden of Eden, in the day that ye eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the day, in that very day, ye shall surely die. God pronounced judgment upon him, warned him in advance that if he disobeyed, he shall surely die. Now listen, just like many today, after he saw that he didn't die, he didn't just fall to the ground and die right away. He thought he might have got away. But let us remember, even in the scripture, the oldest man that ever lived was Methuselah. And he lived 969 years, but he still died. How did I know that? The scripture says that. Adam lived a great number of years. And you can go to the scriptures and see that. I'm not here to try to recite each and every one, but I do want you to know men were living back during that time for 800 and 900 years. But the end result was because of sin, because God pronounced judgment upon sin, they ended up dying anyway. Even when we go to the book of Romans, it tells us the wages of sin is death, but, which is a conjunction, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, why don't we choose eternal life on today by obeying the word of God? And when I say eternal life, I'm not talking about life in the sweet by and by after you get to heaven. Eternal life is an eternal quality of life. Once you say yes to Jesus Christ and accept him as Lord and Savior, eternal life starts at that point. And I'm talking about eternal quality of life. Not saying that you'll never have any trouble, because Jesus said, John chapter 16, in this world ye shall have tribulation. That's a promise that trouble is coming your way. But, which is another conjunction, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Who is he that overcometh the world? 1 John chapter 3. But he that confesseth that Jesus Christ is Lord. So listen, we don't have a whole lot to worry about. We have a lot of promise to look forward to, because we serve a promise-keeping God. God cannot lie. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Go back and read that for yourself. Hebrews chapter 6 says, it's impossible for God to lie. So that's all I need to know when it comes down to the word of God. And you can tell by my voice, I get very excited when it comes down to the word of God, because I take them literally as his promise to me. Now listen, if you don't choose to rejoice each and every day you wake up, then you're making a bad choice. Things may not be the way that you want them to be, but you can still rejoice. But you have to choose to rejoice. You don't need to give the devil the victory each and every day. You don't need to walk around having a pity party with your head hung down. You serve a God who is the source of all joy. How do I know that? Because the scripture says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Is he your strength on today? 904-831-0917. Call us today and let us know. Is God your strength? Amen. So again, when we look at the scripture, and I just read Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 and 12 from the Amplified, how God looked on the earth and saw how debased and degenerate it was for all, not some, not just Adam and Eve, all humanity up to that point in time had corrupted their way on the earth and lost their true direction. And I have to believe those words are true for us today. Living in this society, when we see the way that things are going in this world before us today, men, women, boys, and girls have lost their true direction. Why do you say that, brother preacher? I'm glad you ask. Because there are ones out there who were born a female, and they are going around claiming to be neutral gender. Neutral. Maybe I didn't say that right. Gender neutral. Maybe that's the word for it. But again, y'all know what I mean. That's not what the Word of God says. In the day that God created man, the same book of Genesis say, he made them male and female. Now, how do you know what you are? All you have to do is take a look. And listen, if you are a man today, you ought to be proud to be a man. If you are a woman today, you ought to be proud to be a woman. That is who God made you, a distinct individual. And if you look at yourself, there's not another like you on the face of the earth. God, not even your sisters and brothers are like you. You are you. You are a unique individual within yourself. When God made you, he broke the mold. Yes, I know I have a son. And some say he's the spitting image. He looks just like you. Well, okay, he looks like me, but he is not me. Many of you have sons and daughters that look like you, and that is what the child is supposed to do, take a likeness after the parents. We, even today, were made in the image of God, so we look like God. Amen. So, based upon what God has said in his word, when he made a call, that is what it is, and that's what we're supposed to abide by. We're supposed to be living by those same principles today. But humanity has lost their true direction. And God, the judge of all the earth, the great and almighty, looked. And he's still looking today. Meaning to see, to look upon further inspection, to consider, to perceive, to regard, to heed, or to foresee. All of those words carries the idea that nothing escapes the sight of God. He sees it all. He's an all-knowing and an all-seeing God. But what he's looking at, I'm sure he's not pleased with, because he's seeing society and mankind sent to a new low each and every day of life. So what we have to do, we have to recover ourselves. We have to get back on board with the Word of God. We have to walk in the Word of God and not fulfill the desires of this flesh and continue to live according to the moral standards as stated in the Word of God. When he looked upon the earth, the whole land, that's everywhere. When he looked at the peoples, the nations, the kindreds, and the tongues, they were bent in a different direction. And listen, I was very surprised that after this COVID pandemic, that things ended up being as they were. But we have to understand that there are many that has another agenda, a new agenda for the way that they want things to be in America. But listen, Christian man, Christian woman, Christian boy, and Christian girl, you don't have to be like they are in the world. Why do I say that? Because God said in his word, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'll receive you unto myself. Now, and you shall be my sons and daughters and I'll be your God. We have to know this. This is what God wants. This is what he expects of us. 2 Corinthians 6. And then he said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So if we yoke up with them, we start acting like them, start doing like them, start seeing like them. We'll start doing many things that's contrary to the word of God. Why? Because all society is bent in a different direction. For all flesh, not just some people, but all kindreds, all mankind, all nations, all people, all tongues had corrupted, destroyed, marred, wasted, and made empty and void God's way upon the earth. I believe we've got another call on the line. Go with your question or comment.
Hello, Brother Davis. This is Lisa calling. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Lisa. How are you today?
I am well, and I am in total belief that God is absolutely absolutely our strength, and I do believe he is President Trump's strength as well. I wrote to him several times when he was in presidency from 2016 to 2020, and he wrote me back each time, and we candidly spoke about God, Jesus Christ. And
amen.
He has everything. Like, I have a book from him, and he is all about God and country, God and country and saving America. And this lawsuit that is happening right now, there is no evidence in what they are prosecuting him for. I used to be a behavioral health nurse and a sexual assault nurse examiner as well. And the one that they convicted him for, there was zero evidence of a crime. And it's happening again with the so-called fraudulent behavior with the banks. There's no victim in the banking industry. They all said that he was an outstanding customer. So if he pays these fines, I just believe it's going to be another floodgate for them to come after Christians, because he'll be endorsing a lie with the action of paying something that is totally made up. So you're so right, and I'm so in agreement with you that we absolutely need to pray. We absolutely need to vet those that we are going to align with, because I'm in prayer, and we know that the enemy's going to make us take the mark of the beast. We know that. And what about he's going to try to? And what about, what if our votes do that? What if our votes show God that we're taking the mark of the beast? So it's that personal relationship with Jesus Christ that will sustain and show us all evil and lead us in the righteous way. Not stepping to the left, not stepping to the right, but staying on that narrow path.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sister Lisa, for your comments. And I mean, they were very encouraging to me. And I hope that each of you that are listening on today heard the firsthand witness of Lisa as a person who worked under President Trump say that he has Christian morals and values, and how he confesses, you know, up to him. And, you know, I'm very excited about that, because, again, you know, as I said earlier, when we vote for a person, no matter who we decide to vote for, but again, like I said, you have to vet the candidate and know what they stand for. We as Christians cannot afford, can I say it like that? We cannot afford to vote for someone based upon preference, or when we look at it, we're showing ourselves to not really understand who it is or what it is that we are voting for. Because God is no respecter of persons. And if we're going to show respect of persons simply based upon what other people say, and again, I thank you so much, Lisa, for your comments, because I don't understand. I've never met Donald Trump a day in my life. I have been to Trump Tower. I've had the privilege to be able to visit back in the early 1990s or maybe early 2000s. Went inside and was treated like royalty. I met the young lady at the desk, and she didn't know me from Adam's house cat. And I guess she knew by looking at me I was a country boy, because I was so stunned and amazed looking around at the beautiful decorations inside the building and outside. And I was told on that particular day that Mr. Trump wasn't there. But if you step outside and look up to the sky and you happen to see a helicopter flying across the top of the building, that's him coming in. And you're welcome to go up to the, I forgot what floor she told me, but it was past the 30th, and she kind of shook me in my boots right there. I'm not one that, I don't prefer heights, let me put it that way. So therefore, you know, I declined to, you know, get on the elevator. Now, I did go to the Empire State Building. I went up to, I think, the 30th, 30-something floor just to be able to get the fears out of my life about heights. And I have to say that was a good experience in the Empire State Building. So I probably should have done the same thing at Trump Tower. But anyway, I was treated very nicely by the receptionist there. And at that particular time, the person that I was working for, Mr. Chris Gilman, had an office, I believe she told me, on the 35th floor. And I was welcome to go and visit that office, the president and owner of Gilman Paper Company down in St. Mary's. But I declined to do so. I was just so excited to be able to visit Trump Tower and to look at the beautiful, you know, decorations and the way that that place was just so magnificent. I mean, I was just awestruck by what I saw. But thank you so much, Lisa, for your comments and for being able to fill us in on a lot of details as a person who personally worked for him, and then you heard him state.
I do have to clarify something that I didn't personally work for him. I wrote to him, and every time he wrote me back. And last night I heard him on an interview with Newsmax, and he absolutely said that we need God. We need God first, and that he made mistakes. He appointed people that he trusted and he should not have trusted. And for a man of that stature to admit that he made mistakes, and it's like, it's truly, I don't know that we have any other choice, especially when you look at President Biden's agenda. I'm holding in my hand, what issues do you want President Biden to focus on during the final months of his first term? Abortion is number one. Build Back Better Act. Well, what does that say? Criminal justice reform. What do you mean by reform? You know, those are words that that communism uses. Climate change, COVID-19, DC statehood, which should be the scariest to all of us. Immigration reform, education, filibuster reform, health care, housing, infrastructure, January 6th Capitol insurrection, Medicare, Medicaid, minimum wage, police reform, Social Security, student loan debt, transportation, Veterans Affairs, and voting rights. Don't we all have voting rights already? I mean, Lord, help us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for correcting me on that. I just thought I heard you say you work for him, but still yet. I mean, it's a privilege. It's a high honor to be able to hear back from him. If you wrote him a letter and he answered you back, I mean, man, I tell you, that's something I hold in high regard myself. I would probably frame that letter and put it on the wall. Amen. That would be a treasure.
I have 10, Brother Davis.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Praise God. What a blessing.
And he was very candid.
What a blessing. What a blessing. But again, you know, thank you so much
for your
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your comments and for the information there. And let us be encouraged. I mean, by that, again, I mean, we've heard, you know, this is a testimony of someone who can tell you, you know, what the president is like. She heard from him and he stated his values and his stance upon Christianity. And, you know, again, once again, not ever being able to see him in person, I mean, again, for me, is a great privilege just for me to be able to hear from someone that has heard from him that also can bear witness to what he stands for. So that's a great thing. Again, when we look at the persecution and the prosecution that he's going through, again, think about if that's something that you had to face. And if they're doing it to him, you better not take it for granted, because they'll also do it to you. Now listen, as Christians, once again, the woke culture that they're trying to put over on us today is an attack upon Christianity. And again, when we look at the days of deception, we are living in those days. They are trying to change things from the way that the values of the founding fathers that they stated that were for this nation when they found it, they are taking it in a totally different direction. And I read to you, again from the Amplified Version, how God saw a long time ago how humanity had lost their way. They were bent in a different direction. And when we look at his way, his divine direction for the lives of mankind, it's not being done anymore because they have strayed away from the word of God. Now, I promised to read you some information that President Thomas Jefferson wrote a long time ago. President Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptists, saying, "Believing with you that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or worship, that the legitimate powers of government reach actions only and not opinions, I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state." He went on further to say, "Confining myself, therefore, to the duties of my station, which are merely temporal, be assured that your religious rights shall never be infringed by any act of mine." The president, we're talking about Thomas Jefferson, clearly states that the government shall not interfere into the affairs of the church. So again, now this was a writing of President Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptists. And you can look that up, I'm pretty sure, in history somewhere. And that will let you know what his statement was to them concerning church and state, the separation of church and state. It sort of debunks the idea, because we have to realize once again that God instituted the home, the government, and the church. And they were all supposed to function and correspond with each other pertaining to the word of God as they should function, and that individuals of such said areas should be God-fearing individuals. Now, what better way can you put it? So when we look at the days of deception, this is what's taking place in this present day administration and in our world on today. They are turning away from Christian values, and we have to realize doing so brings them under the judgment of the hand of God. Now, let me read you one more thing, and we're getting ready to go. The Foundational Order of Connecticut, 1639, states, "To maintain and preserve the liberty and purity of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we now profess, as also the discipline of the churches, which according to the truth of the said gospel is now practiced amongst us." This was one of the views stated on America as a Christian nation. And again, that was the Foundational Order of Connecticut in 1639. So we have many things that's here pertaining to what the Word of God says, how this country was built on the moral values of Christians, Christian morals and values, and how we have strayed away from it. I gave you scripture pertaining to that, St. Luke chapter 21 and Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. We're so far away from that on today. But I thank God for what we have been able to discuss on today. So that's all the time we have on today. We thank God for you joining us on today. Come back and join us again on the next time, as once again, we'll face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM.